as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
How you doing? I'm Rodrigo.
I'm Gabriela, and we are Rodrigo and Gabriela.
So this track we're going to play is called Crotona Days.
It is a fair bet that every busker in every shopping precinct and every train station dreams that they are taking their first steps on an ascent to stardom. They are almost all kidding themselves. Rodrigo and Gabriela were not, it turned out. The Mexican guitar duo paid their dues busking on Dublin's pedestrian arcade Grafton Street, traditionally the haunt of pestilential young men in stupid big hats honking Waterboys hits. They leveraged this into a hit album in Ireland and worldwide acclaim, including a summons to the White House to play for President Barack Obama. Rodrigo and Gabriela came to Midori House to play three tracks from their new album, Metavolution. I did want to ask, first of all, as a bad enough guitarist that I know what really good ones sound like when I hear them, is it something you both still feel like you have to practice at? How much time do you still spend working on being a guitarist?
Every day. Hours. I mean, we have a studio, which is our office, and we go, it's in the middle, you know, we are kind of neighbors, and the studio's in the middle, And we go there every day when we are not on tour, from 9 to 4.
So it's still a full-time job learning to be a guitarist?
It's just a guitarist, but also coming up with music, new music, and all of that. And I think being a guitarist, as such, like practice, what it is, just the execution. You get good at some certain things that for years didn't happen, but then you get good and you get into a comfort zone. But there's always ways you can go ahead and play and practice more. And for me, because I played all the rhythms and all of this, and I used to play a long time ago, like with peak and play solos and that type of thing. So it's for me is to go back and practice again to be a guitarist, you know, and to play less busy and more like a guitar, like a normal guitar player. And that's the practice for me nowadays.
It's clearly that failure to practice 7 hours a day for years and years and years, which has restrained me up until now. But do you still both feel like you have those moments of breakthrough, that there's a thing that you can...
Yes,
you,
absolutely. Yeah, really? For this album, for example, for this new album, I changed the size of my pick. Now I'm playing a bigger, larger one, which allows me to play different. I stopped playing the runs, you know, I don't find it interesting anymore. So I started playing kind of more funky rhythms, and I need a different pick. And I learned a lot. This last 2 years, I learned a lot, different style.
This track is called Terracentric.
We've heard three tracks from you today. I do want to ask, though, about one track you haven't played from your new album, because we don't have time, which is your 20-minute or so long cover of Pink Floyd's Echoes from Pink Floyd's Metal album. Obvious easy-listening radio smash.
Obviously.
20-minute long flamenco Pink Floyd cover. Which mainstream radio station's not going to play that?
Exactly.
But this is, of course, something you've done often before, either doing cover versions or... I guess, explorations of very much non-flamenco influences, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Metallica, Carlos Santana, among many, many others. Is there a humorist flamenco purist tendency which gets incredibly upset and outraged by what you do?
Thanks for asking that. You know, it's very important for us to tell people that we love flamenco, but we don't play flamenco. We have never played flamenco. And people confuse our style. But we're not even close. The thing is, we play with the nylon string guitars, but I understand why people sometimes get confused about it, but we love it, but we don't play it. We don't play any rhythm. Gabriela's hand is, she doesn't play any flamenco rhythm. She developed this technique through the baron, you know, the percussive, the Irish percussive element. And that's the way she plays. I think we come from both from a metal background, heavy metal background. And we just suddenly stopped playing electric guitars, and we found ourselves playing in the streets in Dublin 20 years ago with acoustics. And then we started playing this style.
You have, of course, just mentioned another important part of your background, which mm-hmm. was busking on Grafton Street in Dublin, among other locations. Is there anything you miss about that?
Yeah, it was this element of not knowing what's going to happen. There was just freedom. When we used to play in the streets, was a moment of reality, because it was just no past, no future. We were just there. We didn't know what was going to happen. So we tried to bring those elements still, even though we're not into that position anymore. Everything we do is honoring that specific thing, you know.
I mean, it has been a curious trajectory you have embarked upon since then, and it's a thing I was going to ask about just because I'm a massive American history nerd, but one of the places you have ended up playing, of course, was the actual White House during the previous administration, we should stress. What's that actually like as an experience?
We were in the early days of touring the States, and it was super hectic. We didn't realize the kind of event we were invited to, you know. At the time, I was like, why is everyone around us making such a big deal?
Honestly, I thought it was going to be like a cocktail party. Somewhere in the corner, we were going to be playing background music for the people there. That's what we thought, because they said, oh, they want us to play for like 30 minutes. That was it. So we arrived, and then there was just like a lot of people, and these people took us too, like those guys that are dressed in black, they took us, me and Rod, very nice and very friendly. They took us to the White House, and they show us all these rooms. And then we are jet lagged coming from a big tour in Europe, and like, oh, okay, great. Almost like we felt like if we were a stone. And then they took us to this room where it was full of photographers. And it was the president there and the first lady. Oh, Rodrigo, Gabriela. I was like, what? And they hugged us, and they said they were big fans of our music. And we got a photo taken there. And then we played for a big room of politicians, and among them were Mexican politicians and Mexican president there, which he didn't even knew who we were. And so it was just like the big deal, you know. So it was a great experience.
And now you're at Monocle 24, so it's all been uphill since. Rodrigo and Gabriela, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us. And now this is the track that gives name to the album, which is called Metavolution.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guests were Rodrigo y Gabriela, and their new album, Metavolution, is out now on Rubyworks Records. The pair are currently touring, and you can find out more information at rodgab.com. I'm Andrew Muller. Thanks for listening.